There are things that are above my understanding. I haven't gotten to the wisdom of that yet. I haven't reached that yet. I haven't discovered that. How many years now has science been working and gradually discovered some of the secrets of Islam? One tiny example, tiny example. They have in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt is that if you will make Jummah, if you will make ghusl on the day of Jummah, that it will, your body will not disintegrate. If you make ghusl the day of Jummah, then your body will not disintegrate. So during the Iran and Iraq war, obviously they lost people. One of the people who they lost, 16 years later, the Iranians go and they dig up the bodies of the shuhada to bring them back to Iran. One of the people who they dug up, after 16 years later, they see this body is exactly as it was when it died, to the extent that when it gets hit by the shovel or whatever object they're using to dig up the body, it starts to bleed, fresh blood. So they see this, and the Iraqis see this, and everybody becomes really surprised. Well, how, 16 years later, the body stinks? So the Iraqis give the information to Saddam Hussein that this is the case. And he says, well, I want you to do something to that body and then give it to them. So they take the body out, and first they just keep the body out of the grave for a week. Because if you leave the body, after a while, the body will start to rot. They leave it out for a week. Nothing happened. A month, three. Then they noticed something else. If they put, because they built a little shelter, when they put the body inside the shelter, the same way that if you go in the sun, if your skin is fair, it starts to tan. Then when you put it back, they're seeing that the skin is tanning and then going back to its normal complexion. Finally, they said, well, what we'll do is we'll pour acid on the body. They pour acid on the body, tears up everything around the body. The body is still preserved. They go and ask the mother of this shaheed, what did your son do? This is amazing. 16 years. Then under this, he said that my son, when he came back from the war, the last time that I saw him, the last trip, he had two things that he would do that were kind of strange for me. One is that he would always recite Ziyarat Ashura every day. And he would cry and cry when he recited this Ziyarat. And then he would take the tears and he would wipe the tears on his face. He said that every aashiq, every person who's loved, has to have a medal of honor, a medal proving their love. And these tears are my proof for Abu Abdullah. And he would wipe that on himself. The other thing that he did was that he used to make ghusl of ziyarat every time he would do this. He said, I believe that ghusl of ziyarat is not less than the ghusl of Jummah. And in this way, Allah preserved.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله علي ولي 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 الله نود علي يا مزهران أجمعين نود علي يا مزهران أجمعين تجده أو نلك فين نبوئين كل هم وغم سينجلي كل هم وغم سينجلي بعزمتك يا الله بنبوتك يا محمد بولايتك علي 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 علي